Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text Number 43. Kaman kamayate kamye yadartham iha purushah savai dehastu parakyo Bhanguro yatu paichi cha. Kaman ka. Translation. A living entity desires comfort for his body and makes many plans for this purpose, but actually the body is the property of others. Indeed, the perishable body embraces the living entity and then leaves him aside. Purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Everyone desires comfort for his body and tries to make a suitable situation for this purpose, forgetting that the body is meant to be eaten by dogs, jackals, or moths, and thus turned into useless stool, ashes, or earth. The living entity wastes his time in a futile attempt to gain material possessions for the comfort of one body after another. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaurodai Pushpavantau Chitroshandau Tamonodau Ugropyanugrahe Vayam Subhaktanam Rikeshri Keshri Vasupotanam Anyeshamukra Vikramaha Kaman Kamayate Kamyair. Chanting this verse and its word-to-word meaning, a thought just came to my mind that as a young boy, when I was staying various quarters, because my father had a job with the government, so we had these quarters. And occasionally, at least within 15 days or a month, at least once a month, but generally within every fortnightly, a person would come along with his cart on four wheels, and he would be shouting in Hindi or Marathi, "Bhangar, Bhangar, Bhangar." I don't know if any one of you all have experienced this. How many of us have experienced this Bhangarwala or Bhangarwali? So the same word, bhanguro, is used here. It means perishable. So it's like Prahlad Maharaj is saying that the bhangarwalas are going to come for our bodies. Once in every lifetime they come for everyone. And they shout, bhangar, bhangar. And we have no choice. We have to give up our perishable body. The body goes. So indeed, the perishable body embraces the living entity and then leaves him aside. Very striking and a little harsh. Till now, we had an idea that maybe we were accepting the body and we were using it for whatever purposes. But here it seems the body also has a say. Material nature is also having a say. That she embraces the living entity and discards it as bhangar, perishable. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains how Lord Chaitanya, he spent 2 years traveling all over South India. And he went to various places of pilgrimage, and wherever the Lord happened to pass through, he established new places of pilgrimage. Simply by his very presence, he caused every person, whether it be a human being or a beast or a bird, in any species of life, every living entity, were influenced by the presence of the Lord. And then that intense attraction towards the Lord, when it was compounded through hearing of the holy names from his own mouth, as it is said in Gita Mahatmya, Ya Swayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padma Vinishrita. When something comes out personally from the Lord's lotus mouth, its potency is unimaginable. Like prasad, when it comes from his remnants, it has such unimaginable potency. So what is the use of trying to seek any sort of attraction elsewhere? Whether it be intellectually, whether it be physically, mentally, or even spiritually. Once something has been given personally by the Lord, specifically when it comes out from his mouth, lotus mouth, there's no need to search anywhere else. So here the Lord is attracting everyone by his personal form, and on top of that he starts chanting, Krishna, 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 hey, and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And people just go mad. And thus the Lord establishes new and new places of pilgrimage through his personal presence and through the chanting of his holy names. A very few of them have been with great endeavor recorded by our acharyas. It has been recorded in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it has, through various means, through memorials also, the acharyas have established these places of pilgrimage. However, at the same time, the Lord would also visit the traditional places of pilgrimage also, which in the past have been established as tirtha. The Lord will visit those tirthas and renovate them or reinstill faith in the people, in these holy places within the hearts of the people. At the same time, associate with the devotees there and give him his mercy. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains that how this is another wonderful feature of Krishna. When Krishna left this planet, he was thinking, I have traveled all over Bharatvarsha. I even went all the way to Mithila to meet Bahulashva and Shutadev. Yesterday we heard about that story. He went all across this Bharatvarsha to meet his devotees, but I did not go to the north. Naranarayan Rishi and all the sages there, I could not visit them. So I will send my specially empowered devotee, Uddhava. He empowered him with the knowledge, with the science of Krishna consciousness, with his own special potency, and said, please, you go. And therefore, just before leaving from this planet, the Lord made this arrangement. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, one of his lectures, Srila Prabhupada says, the specific reason for the Lord to appear in this world is simply to associate with his devotees and give them his mercy. The other things are carried out by all the incarnations within him. Those re-establishment of religion and etc., etc., they are carried out by all the other features that appear along with him. But his specific purpose is to enjoy this or relish the wonderful association of his devotees. So in this way, the Lord traveled all over South India for 2 whole years. And anywhere and everywhere that the Lord went, there was just a festival of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. However, the devotees in Puri, because they had none of the modern facilities of communication, they felt very much separation from the Lord. How is he doing? Where is he? Because they were used to every day going to Kashi Mishra's Gambhira and having the darshan of the Lord there. Kashi Mishra was a superintendent of Lord Jagannath's temple. Even King Pratap Rudra himself would come and every day, whenever he was in Jagannath Puri, he would come and every day massage his legs. Take guidance from him because he was his guru. And in that residence, on the veranda, now it is enclosed totally. Now if you go to Gambhira, the residence of Lord Chaitanya, everything has been enclosed. Walls have been developed. But at that point of time, there was a small cottage on the outside, just on the outer border of his house, a Gambhira. And that is where Lord Chaitanya would stay. So every day the devotees were used to having darshan of Lord Chaitanya, either by going to Gambhira or when the Lord would visit various places in Puri Dham. However, these 2 years were of intense separation for them. And hence, when the Lord returned, the devotees were not only overjoyed, but they specifically within their minds had decided that somehow or the other we cannot let him go again, anywhere. So for the next 2 years, the Lord would continuously express his desire, please let me go to Vrindavan, please let me go to Vrindavan. And devotees would somehow or the other persuade the Lord not to go. The Rath Yatra festival is coming up. Please stay. After that you can go. After the Rath Yatra festival, there would be the Dola festival. Please stay for that. After that, there would be some other festival. Please stay for that. There's Ram Vijayotsav. Please stay for that. Then some festival in the summer. In this way, a whole year would pass and 2 years passed just like this. And Kaviraj Goswami says, 2 whole years Lord Chaitanya was begging permission from his devotees to go to Vrindavan, saying that it is my intense desire to go to Vrindavan. However, because of the tricks of Ramananda Rai, he could not go. The Bengali word is Ramananda Hathe, and Srila Prabhupada translates Hathe as tricks of Ramananda Rai. So the 5th year, when all the devotees from Bengal came to Jagannath Puri for the Rath Yatra festival, immediately after the festival they did not stay. Generally the devotees would stay after the Rath Yatra festival for a month or two, because then they would invite the Lord to their houses and feed him prasad and have sankirtan with him. But this year they did not do that. So all the devotees of Bengal went back immediately after the Rath Yatra festival. And one day Lord Chaitanya called Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai and put forward a proposal. He embraced them and spoke very sweet words. He said, my desire to go to Vrindavan has greatly increased. But because of your hatha, because of your tricks, I have not been able to go to Vrindavan. This time I must go. Kindly give me your permission. Other than you two, I have no other resort. A resort is a place where one resides, one has comfort. So Lord Chaitanya says, without your permission, I have no other resort. And then he expresses another desire. He says, in Bengal, I have 2 shelters. Janani and Jahanavi. Janani is my own mother, Mother Sachi. It's been years since I've seen her. Right after I took sannyas at the age of 24, I've never seen her again. She has never seen me. And there is another shelter of mine in Bengal. Mother Ganga, Jahanavi. Every single day I would go and take her darshan. I would frolic in her waters as a young boy, as a young child. And when I grew up, I would have so many nice discussions on her banks, along with my students and other scholars and the pandits of Navadvip. It's been ages since I've seen her, taken her shelter. So kindly give me permission. I will go to Vrindavan through Bengal and see both my mother and Ganga Devi. Therefore, it is my sincere request, you give me permission to leave. As the Lord was speaking this, Ramanand Raya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they looked at each other and unspoken words happened between them. And it was as if the Lord had tuned them to think the same way, which is very unique, because no living entity can ever think similarly. It's impossible. Even when they say we will think similarly and they have this everything written down on paper in front of them, still, ask the directors who are directing the actors or whatever. It's so difficult. Anyone can repeat exactly what is there. Something has to be added or subtracted. So it's uniquely, this is only the feature of the Lord, that He empowers and He encourages living entities to think alike, as He did in this case. So these unspoken words pass through their minds, that this is not very nice, it is not at all good, that we have been playing tricks on Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramanand Raya spoke, right now it is the rainy season. It is not a very good time to travel. However, when the day of Vijayadashmi comes, you may depart for Vrindavan. The Lord was so happy. He somehow or the other did not chant and dance Hari Bol. But within his heart, he was so happy. Finally, the devotees, especially Ramanand Raya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, have given him permission to go to Vrindavan. And he was eagerly waiting for Vijayadashmi to come. He wanted it to come the next day. But then the Lord, when he comes to this material world, he follows the laws of this material world to the extent it should be done. So he just waited and waited for the rainy season to go, Shravan, Bhadrapad, and then slowly the day of Vijayadashmi came, and the Lord immediately made preparations and said, Tata, I'm leaving for Vrindavan. Now this news spread like wildfire through Jagannath Puri. That day everyone had Hartal in their house. They all came to have darshan of, it was like a second Rath Yatra. Everyone came to Gambhira to see the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he took whatever remnants of food of Jagannath Prasad was left. He also took the remnants of the Lord's Kadara ointment, which is used to decorate the Lord with chandan, with tilak, and so many other decorations, features on his transcendental body, Lord Jagannath. He took some remnants of that. He took the remnants of the Lord's chandan paste, and he took some of the ropes which are used to tie Lord Jagannath. And along with these, tadiya, this paraphernalia of Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya, early morning, he went and begged permission from Lord Jagannath, please give me permission to go to your eternal dham, Vrindavan. And he left. All the Orissan devotees followed him. Just like when Lord Ramchandra left for Vanavas, all the Saket devotees, the Ayodhya devotees followed him. They said, we are giving up everything. Instant renouncement. So that similarly, all the devotees from Orissa, they just left their homes, they left their dwellings, they left their occupation, they left, in fact, some of them even left their families. They did not know where they were. Their friends. And they just started following Lord Chaitanya. For a short distance, Lord Chaitanya allowed them to come, and then he turned. And with great care, Lord Chaitanya forbade them to follow him. Now, this is very interesting. The use of English language is so nice. How does one forbid someone with great care? Because forbiddance is something very forceful, and care is something which is very compassionate. Generally, for anyone to do that is a little difficult. In fact, it is very difficult. But all contradictions are resolved in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can very easily do this. So with great care, he forbade all the Orissan devotees, please do not come with me. And then with his other associates, he left Jagannathpuri Dham and went to Bhavanipur. Bhavanipur is a town close by, which is the gateway towards Bhuvaneshwar, Cuttack, then ultimately Bengal and like that. From Bhavanipur, you go to another place called as Janakipur, and then from there you go to Bhuvaneshwar. So, Lord Chaitanya left for Bhavanipur. When he reached Bhavanipur, Ramanand Rai arrived on a palanquin. Because Ramanand Rai was still the governor and was staying at Cuttack with King Pratap Rudra. So he had heard the news. He had already agreed a few months back that on the day of Vijayadashmi you should leave. So when the Lord left from Jagannath Puri, he left from Cuttack early in the morning. And he met the Lord at Bhavanipur. And at that place, his brother, who had specifically taken service with Maharaj Pratap Rudra, Vaninath Rai, he sent large quantities of Jagannath's food remnants to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya had prasadam there and took rest there. And early next morning, he started walking very fast and reached Bhuvaneshwar. Now Kaviraj Goswami does not explain what happened, but immediately the next verse he says, and seeing the city of Cuttack, it was like fast forward. Now, sometimes devotee watch something and then they do fast forward. So Kaviraj Goswami is playing this nice pastime and he does fast forward. From Bhuvaneshwar, the Lord is next verse in Cuttack, which is quite a distance. At least 40 kilometers away. So after reaching the city of Cuttack, the Lord took darshan of Gopal. And there he chanted in front of Gopal. And this Gopal is who we know today as Sakhi Gopal. The Lord who acted as Sakshi or a witness. He was originally staying in Vidyanagar down south, Andhra Pradesh. But by some arrangement between the kings, his father, Pratap Rudra's father, Purushottam Dev, during his reign, Sakshi Gopal had come from Vidyanagar to Cuttack, their capital, in his palace. So within the palace grounds, there was this nice temple. And Lord Chaitanya took the wonderful darshan of Gopal deity. And then he went in the garden outside the temple and found a nice resting place and took rest there. Now Ramanand Rai was accompanying him. All the devotees were there. Ramanand Rai saw Lord Chaitanya taking rest under a very, very beautiful bakula tree. A bakula tree, especially just after the rainy season. During the rainy season, it sprouts beautiful, fragrant flowers. And just after the rainy season, this tree is so much overladen with flowers. It is so fragrant and it casts so much of nice shadow. Its stem is so wonderfully thick. It supports a nice tree. Underneath one can find nice shade. It is clean. No weeds grow under the bakula tree. So seeing that nice place for taking rest, Lord Chaitanya took rest there. Maharaj Pratap Rudra, as of yet, had not received the news that Lord Chaitanya has arrived. So Ramanand Rai immediately went to the palace. Today it is known as the Barabatti Palace. So he went to the palace and informed Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Maharaj was so happy hearing this news. He hastily, whatever clothes he could gather, he put it on his dress, on his body. Somehow they adjusted his crown. Hastily, he went to the place, to the temple of Sakshi Gopal, to have the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And as soon as he took the darshan of Lord Chaitanya, he fell down flat on the ground and offered him obeisances. He started chanting various prayers, praising the Lord. And as he was chanting his prayers, his body trembled with so much love and affection. He shook all over. And tears just welled up in his eyes and they were falling like torrents. Now Lord Chaitanya, he saw the king And seeing his devotion, Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He got up from his rest and went and embraced the king. Just like sometimes in kirtan, a very, very expert kirtan player knows when to, you know, just turn that specific knob. And as soon as he does that, all the devotees just fly in the air. They don't know what's happening. Everyone becomes mad. Or prasad. You know, suddenly from the kitchen is announced, something comes and everyone rushes. You know, that special knob is there, a special time. So that time when Lord Chaitanya embraces someone is a time when everything within his consciousness explodes. And the living entity wants to do everything at the same time. The living entity wants to jump up and also fall down. Wants to cry and at the same time become very stubbed, you know, solid, very stoic. All the emotions, it is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that all the emotions fight with each other to take predominance over his consciousness. They are fighting, they are raging emotions within the consciousness of the soul, especially when the Lord embraces. So when the Lord embraced Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he was no longer aware who he was, where he was. He was so happy. And it is explained that again and again, he offered prayers and offered obeisances. He offered prayers and he offered obeisances. He offered prayers and he and if we can, it is so very comical at the same time, so very nice, so very attractive. How is it possible that someone can offer prayers and then obeisances, prayers, like this going on? So this is what happens when the Lord embraces someone. You just want to glorify the Lord, and the way that we know how to glorify the Lord is by offering prayers, vandanam, and by offering obeisances, dandavat. One of the easiest ways of doing it, just glorify the Lord. So that is what he was doing repeatedly, again and again and again. And when he would get up, he would see Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya would embrace him. And tears would just, they were like torrents. Or sometimes, as Radhana Swami Maharaj says, like Ganga and Jamuna flowing down. If we've been to Prayag, we can see them flowing. But specifically when they flow down from the Himalayas, it's very intense. So like Ganga and Jamuna flowing down, they were just pouring out of his eyes. And where do you think it fell? He was embracing, Lord Chaitanya was embracing him. So the Lord's entire body was bathed by the tears of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Ramananda Rai, somehow there pacified him and made him sit down. And having received such mercy from the Lord, the king was feeling so satisfied. Kaviraj Goswami says, in this way, Lord Chaitanya bestowed such mercy on Maharaj Pratap Rudra that from that day on, he received another unique name, Pratap Rudra Santrata, the deliverer of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. That was the mercy that Maharaj Pratap Rudra received from Lord Chaitanya. Gauda Ganodesh Deepika states that Maharaj Pratap Rudra was previously King Indridhumna, who had established Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. So he was getting that special mercy from the Lord. So now when the king was calm, and all his people, all the servants who had come with him, the government servants, they were just waiting that when Maharaj Pratap Rudra's darshan will be over, and then we can also pay respects to the Lord. So as soon as Maharaj was calm, they went and they offered their dandavats to the Lord. And finally, after the Lord, he glanced and gave his mercy on to all of them, he bade farewell to the king and to all of his associates, to all of his servants. As soon as the king came out of the temple, he immediately called his secretaries and sent out a notice, a royal order. In every village, build new houses, places of residence. And at least 5 or 7 new houses, store enough quantities of prasad. Wherever Lord Chaitanya goes, person will take him to each of these residences and offer him whichever he likes. There should be nothing wanting. There should be no desire that the Lord expresses and we are not able to fulfill. And then he appointed two of his very, very close and dependent officers. Dependable officers. Harichandan, Sri Harichandan, and Mardaraj. And told them, do whatever is necessary to see that these arrangements are done. And they immediately started off. And Lord Chaitanya says, Maharaj Pratap Rudra orders, wherever Lord Chaitanya goes, be ready to serve him day and night, vetra haste, with a cane, with a stick in your hand. Previously, just like nowadays, whenever somebody has to do something, they immediately equip themselves with so many things, especially their wallet. Things have to get done. But previously, whenever an order was given by a very superior person to his servants, to his executives, then it would be shown by them placing the turban on their head and a danda. Everyone would carry this danda in their hand. So, vetra haste. It means that now, whatever has been told to us, definitely it will be done. We will do whatever is necessary. So they took this cane in their hands and they went out to carry out the order of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Then Maharaj Pratap Rudra said, also arrange for a boat, a new boat on the banks of the river. And wherever the Lord takes bath or he crosses to the other bank, that place establish a memorial column and establish it at a place of pilgrimage. I will personally take my bath there. In fact, let me die in that place. Saying so, Maharaj Pratap Rudra went back to his palace. In the evening, Maharaj Pratap Rudra received the news, Lord Chaitanya is going to depart from Cuttack. So he immediately got some elephants with tents on them and made arrangements for his queen to get up on the elephants, and all the queens stood in a line on the road which they knew Lord Chaitanya would take on his way to Vrindavan. And then Lord Chaitanya went and took his bath in the Chitrotpala river, which is a tributary of the Mahanadi. Cuttack is like Srirangam Dham. Just as Srirangam, or let us say Srirangam is like Cuttack, whichever way. They are both places of pilgrimage in between two branches of the same river. Srirangam is within the branches of the Kaveri, the main Kaveri river and its tributary. And similarly, Cuttack is in between the Mahanadi river and one of its tributaries, the Chitrotpala. So there, Lord Chaitanya went to take his bath, and from far all the queens took his darshan, and immediately their hearts became so much overwhelmed with devotional ecstasy that tears started falling from their eyes and they started chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Kaviraj Goswami says, Amano Kripalo Nahi Shuni Tribhuvan, Krishna Prema Hai, Yandra Dura Darshan. There is no one so munificent as Lord Chaitanya in the three worlds, because simply by Dura Darshan, even from seeing far, he can imbue someone with devotional ecstasy. Just as he did with these queens. He did not consider whether they are patra, whatever. Just give them this mercy. This can be done only by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the Lord got into a new boat and crossed over to the other side. Now, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, before he had left for his palace, he had also ordered Ramanand Rai that at Chaturdwar, which is today known as Chaudwar, build a new place of residence for Lord Chaitanya. Now, Chaturdwar is when you leave Katak and you go towards Pichalada, towards the Ganges. So, this is one of the places where leaving Katak, even if you walk fast, you'll reach by evening and you need a place of residence. So, Chaudwar is famous even today because that is the place where Lord Chaitanya took rest at night. It was a new palace built. The palace is still there at Chaudwar, at Chaturdwar. Ramananda Rai, he made that arrangement. And Lord Chaitanya told him, always stay with him, Pratapurudra Maharaj told Ramananda Rai, always stay with Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, after taking his bath, he crossed the river. Today at that spot, there is a memorial column established. The lotus feet of the Lord has been established there. And it is being worshipped even today. There are many other temples also come around that. But that place is still there. Close to Barabati Palace in Katak. So, he went. And then in the moonlight, in the accompanying moonlight, the Lord started walking fast. And after some time, he reached Chaturdwar and took his rest there. Harichandan, Muradaraj, and Ramananda Rai, they always stayed with the Lord and did various services for the Lord. And then, Kaviraj Goswami says, Paramananda Puri Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Jagadanand Pandit, Govinda, Mukundadat, Kashishwar Pandit, Damodar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, and so many other devotees were accompanying Lord Chaitanya. I can only mention the name of some of these devotees. The total number of these devotees is impossible to count. They are all accompanying Lord Chaitanya. And Gadadhar Pandit also had a desire to accompany Lord Chaitanya, but he was forbidden. Now this is very interesting because Krishna's Kaviraj has explained completely how Lord Chaitanya left Jagannath Puri, went to Bhavanipur, then went to Bhuvaneshwar, then to Kotak, then Chaturdwar. And then suddenly he mentions this because he remembers another incident, which is very important. He considers very important in relation to this pastime. And therefore, he reverses the pastime again. And again we are in Jagannath Puri now. All these devotees, when Lord Chaitanya forbade the recent devotees, they stayed behind. But these devotees accompanied the Lord. However, Gadadhar Pandit, when he wanted to come, Lord Chaitanya forbade him. He said, you have taken Kshetra Sannyas. You have taken the vow never to leave Jagannath Puri ever in this lifetime. And secondly, Gopinath has personally manifested for you so that you can render him service. Out of your intense desire to serve him, Gopinath deity has manifested. Now if you leave Jagannath Puri and come with me, you are going to abandon the service of Gopinath and you are going to break your vow of Kshetra Sannyas. This isn't right. So, when Gadadhar Pandit heard this, he said, Kshetra Sannyas, okay. So, okay, the Bengali verse is very nice. Bengali explanation describing the Bengali description. Pandit kahe yahan tumi soi Nilachal. Gadadhar Pandit says, wherever you are, that is Nilachal Dham. Now this is very interesting. Nilachal, Achal means that does not move. That means a mountain. So this is a poetic license or this is a poetic description. Wherever you go, Nilachal is there. How can Nilachal move? Because it is Achal. So within this word, there is a contradiction within this line. Achal is moving, is becoming Chal. Why? Because wherever you are there, that is where is Nilachal. That is what is Puri Dham. Now, this is some subtlety there. So, yahan tumi, wherever you are, say Nilachal. And Chetra Sanyas Mora, Yauko Rasatal. Now, vow is also something that is cannot go anywhere else. A vow is something that stays with one, always. That is what is the meaning of vow. You know, you do not take vows and then leave it. A vow always accompanies you. So, achal thing is moving, and another achal thing, he sends it to Rasatal. He says, let it go to hell. So, one place dynamically is moving, and the other place is selectively sent to Rasatal, to hell. So, wherever you are, that place is Nilachal. And as far as my Chetra Sanyas, let it go to hell. Let it go to Rasatal. So, Prabhu kahe, Iha raha Gopinath Sevan. Prabhu said, just stay here and serve the Gopinath deity. Okay, Chetra Sanyas went to hell, it's all right. I mean, right now I will not debate on that. But then takes up a new tactic. Iha raha Gopinath Sevan. You serve Gopinath ji. Pandit kahe, Koti Seva Tat Pad Darshan. He says, millions of times over Gopinath ji is served simply by serving your lotus feet. So even Gopinath Seva now becomes achal. It moves. Wherever Lord Chaitanya is there, his lotus feet are there. By serving Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, millions of times, Gopinath ji, the deity is served. So Lord Chaitanya says, now this is too much. Why don't you understand? If you break your vow and you give up the service of Gopinath, I will be to blame. And if you follow this, I will become unhappy. I won't be satisfied. But if you stay and serve Jugopinath ji, this will be to my satisfaction. Gadadhar Pandit says, all right, if coming with you makes you dissatisfied, I will not come with you. The blame of abandoning the worship of the deity and giving up my vow will fall on my shoulders, because I will not accompany you. I will come alone. I will go to see Sachi Mata. She is my mother also. And it has nothing to do with you. Not for your sake. So the whole responsibility of breaking my vow and abandoning the service of Gopinath lies with me. Now Lord Chaitanya, he could not say anything. So Lord Chaitanya kept quiet and he walked. And then the pastime, it was as discussed before, is happening. And Gadadhar Pandit is walking some distance behind, alone. Because when somebody asks him, are you with those devotees? I don't know. who are they? I don't know. I'm alone. So like that, he's walking behind, going to Bengal, because he wants to stay with Lord Chaitanya. And now Kaviraj Goswami fast forwards again and says, however, when they reached Katak, Lord Chaitanya called Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit came to Lord Chaitanya. And Kaviraj Goswami says, no one knows the intimacy shared between these two personalities, Gadadhar Pandit and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit, for Lord Chaitanya's, to stay with Lord Chaitanya, he gave up worshipping the deity Gopinath and was ready to break his vow. Just like someone gives up a piece of straw. Internally, Lord Chaitanya was very happy. Externally, he took his hand and spoke with him, expressing anger of love. Now, this is also another thing. The Supreme Absolute Truth is Absolute One. Now, the moment we say the Lord's external behaves differently from the Lord's internal, so there will be the atheists who say, oh, that means there's difference between the two. Therefore, there is not one. However, parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. So bhaviki jnana bale kriya cha. The Lord is not planning. Externally, I'll become angry. Internally, I'll be satisfied. The Lord has multifarious energies. And they work such that externally, the Lord becomes angry, and internally, he is satisfied at the same time, and he also does not know how. Sometimes devotees may think that actually Lord Chaitanya is faking, you know. He is very happy, but he is faking that he is angry. Now if the Lord starts faking something, he is no longer the Lord. Because for Krishna, there is no fake. Everything is reality, everything is the truth. So his anger is also true, and his internal satisfaction is also true. And this can only be answered, as Prabhupada says, all contradictions are resolved in the supreme absolute truth. Such emotions are easily expressed by the supreme absolute truth without a thought. Why? Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. Because he has his multifarious energies, each equipotent. And swabhaviki, naturally they are functioning simply to give him pleasure. And he spoke to him, expressing anger of love. He said, you have abandoned the deity, its service of Gopinathji. You have broken your vow of Kshetra Sannyas. Now both of that is complete because you have come so far from Jagannath Puri. So you have proven that you can do this. But now, don't come any further. Go back to Jagannath Puri and serve Gopinath. Otherwise, I will be implicated. And mind you, Lord Chaitanya says, otherwise, I will be implicated. And mind you, I do not want to hear anything more in this matter. Now, this is the final word. Till now, Lord Chaitanya was allowing Gadadhar Pandit to say something. But now he says, mind you, I do not want to hear anything further in this matter. And saying this, Lord Chaitanya just, without a second glance, as if he did not care, he just turned around, got on the boat, and crossed the river. Jagannath Puri is also supposed to extend up till the Mahanadi River. Cuttack is the outer limits of Puri Dham. So Lord Chaitanya allowed Gadadhar Pandit freedom of activity till the banks of the Mahanadi. And there he said, now you have proven that you can leave Jagannath Puri down. The whole world will be convinced. Right? In the future, people will easily understand service to Lord Chaitanya is the highest. That has been proven. And also we know that you can do it. That is your intense attraction towards me. However, please, I will be implicated. Because you are not following these two principles of religion. So please go back. And Lord Chaitanya left on that boat. And Gadadhar Pandit fell down as a leaf which is separated from his branch. Lost. He falls down. The whole earth trembles. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks at Sarvam Bhattacharya and says, please take him away. As if the court order injunction has been done, and take him away now. So you take him away. And Lord Sarvam Bhattacharya wakes him up and says, get up. Such are the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Are, even Lord Krishna broke his vow to keep the vow of Bhishma Dev. And this wonderful verse from the Bhagavatam is chanted here. Swanigamam apahaya mat pratigya ritam adhikrtam. For my mat pratigya, gya is knowledge. Knowledge is something that cannot change. If pratigya means something that is very absolute. So Bhishma Dev is saying my pratigya is something very absolute. It is something that cannot change. It is the truth. So my pratigya was, either today Arjuna or one of the Pandavas will be killed, specifically Arjun, or in fact all the Pandavas, he had 5 arrows specially kept for them, or Krishna has to fight. He has to pick up a weapon. So that was his pratigya. So living entity's pratigya, a living entity's vow, something that is unshakable, is his pratigya. But the Lord, his vow is not pratigya. His vow is nigamam.
Nigamam are something like the Vedas. They can never be destroyed, never be converted, never be changed. Nigama Kalpatarur, that's the third verse of the Bhagavatam. They are like the Vedas. So, Swanigamam, when the Lord makes a vow, the word is used as Nigamam, at least in that verse. And it is, compared to the vow of living entities, the Lord's vow is much greater, much more intense. So, Swanigamam Avahaya. He just gave up his vow. His vow was, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, I will never lift a weapon. So for Krishna to give up his vow, to change the Nigama, is something unthinkable. For living entities is Pratigya, time can destroy it. There is a possibility that time can destroy it. But for Nigama to change is impossible. However, because of Bhishma's vow, to upkeep the vow of Bhishma, Krishna destroyed his vow. And that is the love that Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, has for his devotee. So, Lord Chaitanya, Sarvam Bhattacharya says, he is ready to tolerate separation from you, which is very, very, very difficult for Lord Chaitanya. From the point of rasa of Navadvip Dham, of rasa of Chaitanya Leela, to separate Gaur Gadadhar is so difficult. It's unthinkable. So Lord Chaitanya, he was ready to do that so that Gadadhar's vow may not be broken. And Kaviraj Goswami says, in this way, just so that the devotees keep their promises, the Lord breaks his own. He gives it up. So this wonderful narration from the Chaitanya Charitamrita gives us many lessons, but specifically to the verse and the purport of today. The verse states that this body is going to leave us. But somehow or the other, we do not understand this. But when the living entity awakens one's dormant consciousness unto Krishna and realizes how this body is anyway is going to be destroyed, then he's ready to give up everything else, including his Chetra Sanyas vow, including his vow of serving the deity, just to associate with the Lord eternally. So things have to be left behind, either willingly or unwillingly. When willingly the living entity gives up something for association with the Lord, he uses his individuality. The living entity uses that unique gift of choice for his eternal happiness. On the other hand, if the independent choice is made to do otherwise, that which is very dear to the living entity, his deha, his body, the verse says, even that does not belong to him. It belongs to someone else and it will leave him. In the 11th canto, therefore, while addressing Uddhava, Shri Uddhavji is hearing from Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna gives another perspective to this entire thing. He says, etad vidvan pura mrityur abhavaya ghatet sah apramatta idam gyatva martyam api arthadam siddhidam. Martyam api artham siddhidam. Therefore, knowing that how the body is going to ultimately abandon him, because the living entity is very intelligent, vidvan, etat vidvan pura mrityur,
before that eternal truth of this body, death comes. He understands this body is offering such a unique opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness and does not waste a moment. All this body is martya. It is going to be destroyed. It will leave us. Still, this body offers us an opportunity. It is a wonderful vehicle to render Krishna consciousness, to practice Krishna consciousness. And hence, an intelligent person does not anyway negate the body. It does not feel distressed or depressed. Oh, my body is going to be lost. Idam shariram parinam peshalam, that he knows. Kulushekhar Maharaj prays. This body ultimately, satashandi jarjaram, patante avashyam. There is no doubt about it. It is going to patanti, it is going to decline, it is going to be destroyed. Avashya. And hence, why are we so much anxious to search for so many cures for this body when the ultimate cure in the form of Krishna consciousness is available? Kim aushadam prichasi mudha durmate niramayam Krishna rasayanam piba. Now to analyze this Krishna, what does Krishna rasayan do? Rasayan means something that invigorates one's elements. It gives new life. That is called rasayan. Aushadhi is someone which is something that can destroy a sickness. Aushadhi has to be, it has to go along with supplements, supplementary dietary advice. But rasayan does not need supplementary dietary things. Rasayan is something that builds up your majja and builds up your, you know, everything. It gives you new energy. That is rasayan. So what does Krishna rasayan? Does it mean that devotees never become old? Their bodies never become jarjar? So what is Krishna rasayan? What is this Krishna consciousness? What is the holy name? So this example can, like, you know, slowly some of us, we are slowly approaching towards the twilight zone of old age. Some of the devotees are within the zone of old age. Some are young. They look over the horizon of their life and they cannot see. Where is this old age? We do not see it. Not even on the horizon. There is not even a speck. So when old people or those on the horizon of old people, they say, we have some pain, indigestion, problems with hearing. Those who cannot understand what it is, they are wondering, what is happening here? What exactly is this? We have no experience. So because my bodily pains cannot be understood and experienced by somebody else, we are detached from that easily. You know, we can philosophize when somebody else dies, somebody else is in pain. We can say, yeah, this can happen to me also. But Prabhu, yeah, you should tolerate. So others' bodily pains do not affect us much because we have no experience of it. Krishna rasayan gives us the same phenomenon of detachment from us and the body. We see the body and say, Prabhu, tolerate. That is Krishna rasayan. It gives us that facility that we do not understand why this pain is happening here. But since it is happening to you, my dear body, you are getting old. My dear body, you cannot hear much. Tolerate. Right? We are saved because of the detachment, that Krishna rasayan, that detachment saves us from that experience. So that is Krishna rasayan. And hence, to conclude, Srila Prabhupada, therefore, would constantly chant this prayer from Kulashekhar Maharaj's Mukunda Mala Stotra. And Mahatma Prabhu, his Prabhupada goes, Krishna tudiya padapankaja panjarantam, like that. And Mahatma Prabhu has, he's taken Prabhupada's chanting tune and slightly mellowed it down, the intensity. So this is a wonderful verse. Srila Prabhupada would not constantly, but quite often, he would be chanting this. Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Advaiva Me Vishatu Manasa Raja Hansa Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pitto Kanthavarodhana Vidho Smaranam Kutaste Krishna Twadiya.
Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja. Just like a swan simply gets attracted to the lotus stems and becomes entangled there, let the swan of my mind become entangled in the stem network of your lotus feet, so that when this body, the time comes when the body is ready to leave, I cannot run after the body, because I have been entangled in the stems of Krishna's wonderful lotus feet. So prana prayana samaya kapha vata pittau, everything is simply so painful, and this pain wants us to stay in the body, because that is the only shelter we have. But if my mind can somehow or the other within this lifetime find a shelter in Krishna's lotus feet, please Krishna, let me be attached to your lotus feet, to the chanting of the holy names, so that when the time comes, when the body says sayonara, we very happily say Hari Bol, never see you again in any lifetime. And we can say that. And that is possible only when we get entangled in the wonderful meshwork of Krishna's eternal lotus feet and its paraphernalia. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Thank you very much. Any comments? Mike? Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaura Premanande.